WGN Radio's daily conversation about the life of business and the business of life. This is The Opening Bell with Steve Grzanich on 720 WGN.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to the program. Thanks for being here with us on our Wednesday edition of The Opening Bell. The head of Foxconn Technology Group is planning to step away from day-to-day operations at the world's largest electronics provider, may even be mulling a run for president of Taiwan. Now, we talk about this today and its potential impact on investments in Wisconsin this morning. Dale Buss is here, a contributor at Forbes, Wall Street Journal, and Chief Executive Magazine. And he has been writing a lot about Foxconn and knows a lot about these topics. Dale, good morning. Welcome back to The Opening Bell.
Good morning, Steve. Thanks.
So I guess the big question people have is his stepping away going to impact the big development in Wisconsin, southeast Wisconsin?
Well, I'm not sure. It looks like he's borrowing a page from Trump here, maybe pushing away from the business and deciding to run for president. I don't know. Certainly, he and President Trump, Terry Gou, the CEO of Foxconn, and President Trump have had some dealings over the last couple of years, because Gou has been kind of back and forth about what Foxconn's commitment exactly is to Wisconsin. And when he has seemed to back away from the original commitment to produce glass screens in Wisconsin with 13,000 jobs, President Trump has gotten Terry Gou on the phone and said, hey, wait a minute, I was there breaking ground with you and then Governor Scott Walker in 2017, and you said you're going to manufacture glass screens for TVs and other big uses in Wisconsin. Now you're saying, well, maybe we're just going to do a lot of engineering there. So Gou has already been back and forth about this a lot. It seems like we're on the other side of the climax of this story, in the sense that it looks like Foxconn has renewed its commitment to Wisconsin to bring that number of jobs and a multi-billion dollar impact to the state, but it's probably not going to be in manufacturing huge glass screens that go into televisions. They're going to make smaller screens that you might use for laptops or even smartphones, and they're going to do a lot of engineering and development work there. And I'm not sure that anything that Gou might do now would directly affect that commitment at this point. It seems to have been kind of settled after a year or so of just being very much up in the air.
Yeah, and they're already moving earth and doing a lot of laying the groundwork there. 13,000 jobs, though, you can see why Wisconsin would be nervous about that. I know Gou was quoted as saying the major direction of the company is still going to be guided by him. But you've covered a lot of these changes in the head leadership of companies. Does it always work that way?
No, I mean, it can be totally unpredictable, right? And certainly when Scott Walker in 2017 was able to announce, we have landed the Foxconn project that every state or many states were after, you would not have predicted at that point that this project and all the uncertainty attached to it would end up helping result in his defeat in his reelection bid last fall. You just never would have predicted that. So these things can turn a bunch of different ways. And I think for Wisconsin and kind of the general Illinois, Wisconsin, let's say, business ecosystem there, one of the bigger impacts is on Walker's dream of developing what he nicknamed Wisconn Valley, which was the idea of building a technology-based ecosystem there in the southeastern part of the state around the Foxconn plant and its suppliers, and trying to draw other technology companies there in addition to Foxconn. I'm not sure if that vision is ever really going to be able to develop cleanly anyway, especially given the continuing uncertainty about exactly what Foxconn is going to do there. And in fact, the kind of blow up of this deal in many ways matches what happened with Amazon and their decision against going into Manhattan with 25,000 new jobs for a second headquarters. I mean, these have been two huge developments in this field over the last year that have kind of shaken everybody up.
And, you know, this kind of brings the topic of mixing business with politics up again. Wisconsin has learned is kind of learning a lesson as it goes here with this. I know a number of other states are as well. You mentioned New York. But what are the pitfalls of tying your ribbon so tightly to one person who might be leading one of these companies or somebody else involved in politics that might impact your business?
Yeah, absolutely. And economic development and job creation and job commitments have become so personal as well as political in the era of Trump. I mean, this is a president who thinks nothing of buttonholing CEOs or calling them up and saying, hey, wait a minute, you know, you're doing XYZ. That is not creating jobs in America. That is not fitting my priority of American manufacturing. What in the heck are you doing to me? I mean, a few weeks ago or a couple of months ago now, he called Donald Trump called Mary Barra, the CEO of General Motors, who had just announced a bunch of plant closings that were going to occur and since have occurred. And he said, what are you doing here? She said, hey, this is our strategy. We're trying to batten down the hatches a little bit. We've got to do this. But, yeah, it's become very personal in a lot of ways as well as political. And before, during it, or after the election of Donald Trump, you saw a lot of CEOs making moves they might not have otherwise just to kind of take cover and give themselves some cover for what they knew was coming in terms of the president's emphasis on American jobs.
You have to wonder, too, Dale, if Terry Gou's getting out while the getting's good. I know Foxconn has has run into some different problems, not only in its home base in Taiwan, but in the U.S. as well. And there were, that was part of the discussion, too, about pulling back from Wisconsin, that market had been drying up a little bit. Do you think that there might be some of that at play here as well?
Well, definitely, again, the personal is political. The trade tensions between the United States and China, which have been brought about by President Trump's trade war, have impacted Gou and Foxconn because most of Foxconn's empire are plants, especially in China, that make screens for smartphones. And that business has gotten a little mushy. The iPhone isn't what it used to be, for example. And you've got these trade tensions kind of disrupting everything. And maybe he's just saying, the only way I can really impact this issue is to become president of Taiwan rather than the head of a company. Or maybe he's just feeling like there's nothing in particular he can do about it until Trump, you know, decides enough is enough. But, yeah, that's definitely a factor as well.
Yeah, and he says he's going to start writing a book, so maybe we'll get to see some of this in a book before he does run for office. Maybe
he's
like
going to be busy.
Yeah, tell-all book or something. Dale, thank you for joining us this morning. This is a good story. We appreciate it.
You bet. Thanks.
Dale Buss this morning with us from Michigan. You can read his latest stuff always in Chief Executive Magazine at Forbes and at Wall Street Journal.